Broadcasting from atop the Hensler Financial Building in the heart of Georgia's financial district, Kennesaw, Georgia, Ted Parrish, Bill Lako. This is Money Talks.
And we're back. This is Money Talks, and we are all about the Benjamins. This is Atlanta's longest running, most respected money show on radio. I'm joined today by Nicholas Antonucci, Troy Harmon, and Mark Bendinelli.
Morning, all.
And we're talking about money. We got a question, quick question here on dividend stocks. The question is what to look for. The difference between dividend growth and high yield. Why should you avoid stocks with the highest dividend yield? Seems like a pretty good question in this market. People are looking for decent yield. So.
I wouldn't go so far as to just cover it with a blanket statement that you should avoid the absolute highest. The thing you should watch is how well the company's earnings are covering the dividend. I mean, that's one of the absolute main things that we look at when we're considering investments within our equity income portfolio. And it is what boils down to if you have one that the ratio, the dividend coverage, the cash dividend coverage ratio is less than one, we really don't like it. You want to get something that's
you want your operating income.
Times. So the whole statement about avoiding the one with the highest dividend relates to the fact that most dogs, stocks that are bad, they're struggling, they're still paying a high dividend. That dividend's probably in jeopardy.
Yeah, it's not sustainable. You could be borrowing to pay that dividend.
But there are good companies out there with a high dividends.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. At the end, if you think about it, a company's price falls. Its dividend yield is based on the price. So exactly. If it's had negative news, it's going to have a high yield. But as far as the growth versus the high yield is concerned, again, look at how well the dividend's covered. Some of the things that we look for is dividend growth that will, I mean, think about it like this. You have a company that you buy at $10 and it's paying a $1 dividend. You got a 10% yield. Mm-hmm. It's not common to have a yield that high, but as time goes on, your cost basis doesn't change, but the dividend paid out will increase, and before you know it, you can have a stock that's paying maybe equivalent on an annual basis to the price that you've paid for the stock. Mm-hmm. So long term, that's a huge positive.
Something else when you're looking at dividend growth stocks that we look for is we look at the payout ratio. So you don't want a company that's paying out 90%, 100% of their earnings, because it really leaves little room for that dividend to grow.
Right.
The company's really going to have to kick up their earnings in order to keep growing
and
that
when
dividend.
You're paying that much out, then you're not investing in your company,
right,
which affects your earnings growth potential. So you need your earnings to grow to really have your dividend growing. For high yield companies, the payout ratio, we're not as concerned if it's I guess above 60%, because it's probably a slower growing company, maybe a utility. But you still want earnings growth or dividend growth to exceed the rate of inflation. So you're still getting real money on your money, on your investment.
Yeah. And the dividend growth that we actually look for is about 3.5%. But in actuality, we've seen it over 7% in many of the stocks that we find that we purchase because they have a good positive dividend growth.
Sure, when you're looking at a dividend growth stock.
Right,
so there's two different kinds of ways to look at this. Dividend growth stocks, you want them to grow it by at least twice the rate of inflation or in their earnings to grow.
Right.
And you're not so concerned with a high yield. You just want to make sure that the dividend's continuing to grow at a decent rate. Now, high yield one, you're looking more at a high yield right now, so you may not need that earnings or that dividend to grow quite as high. You're just trying to
and don't focus on one or the other. You can really combine the two strategies, which is what we do in our income portfolio. We get a little bit of growth, we get a little bit of high yield also.
So in the case of Microsoft, which has a pretty substantial dividend now, but that dividend is growing like crazy because they just initiated a few years back.
Yeah, because they really their growth opportunities, they're really more like a glorified utility is how I'd put them, because they're generating about $1.5 billion a month in free cash flow. They don't have a whole lot of debt, and the debt that they are issuing, it's at a very low rate because they're such a stable company. But they're not growing like, say, a Google. It's just everybody has Windows. They need Windows. They have Word. They need that operating system to do business.
It is the cash cow.
Right. It's a cash cow.
Well, yeah, all the companies that are going to be paying the dividends that we look for in this type of investment are going to be the more cash cow type companies. You see a lot of utilities in this type of investment.
Telecom.
There's a good many industrials that are older and more established that don't have the growth growth opportunities of a technology company. Mm-hmm. You won't see very many technology companies that do this because many of them don't pay a dividend at all.
I hate to put you guys on the spot, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Right,
are there any of those high dividend stocks that you wouldn't buy because that dividend's at risk?
We've looked at quite a few over the years. The ones that really, I'll speak more broad than an individual company, but telecommunications, quite often you get down into there and they're paying a big dividend, but you can't really justify it when you look at their earnings. That usually seems to be a really tough spot. And we've also seen some consumer discretionary companies that we've been skeptical of before.
Like CenturyLink. They kept their dividend, and we actually owned it.
Yeah.
And
Cedar Fair did us that way once as well. Mm-hmm. We no longer own it. Cedar Fair is a amusement park company, and when the economy got tough, that's when they wound up having to cut their dividend. Having a dividend cut on a company that you purchased specifically for that dividend is a double negative because, number one, it no longer meets your criteria, and usually the price plummets when it gets a cut. You could also talk about the difference between domestic companies and how they look at dividends and how international companies look at theirs. International companies, instead of having four quarters, they usually pay in a half year, and they'll pay a set dividend that they know they can cover in the mid part of the year, and then at the end of the year, it's more on a earnings ratio. So
special.
We're gonna pay out
60%, 70%,
whatever it is, and whatever the earnings meets, then they'll match it up. So the dividend is kind of lumpy. You'll have a smaller dividend mid year, and then a bigger one at year end.
Gotcha.
Whereas domestic companies get kicked around pretty bad if they go fluctuating their dividend.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
There's a lot that goes into it, but it's a great way of investing. It surely had its time earlier this year.
I got you. Gotcha. Hey, we got to take a quick break here to go and pay some bills. This is Money Talks.
American woman, stay away from me. American woman.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.